This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, tell us how it all began for you guys, because I understand it was New York, 1999. Kick us off from there.
In the beginning. Started in the Bronx, New York. Warren and I are brothers, and we all in church just had a love for a cappella singing, the traditional type. As you said, being inspired by the likes of Take Six, lush harmonies, that type of thing. And the other five of us are friends of mine, or a friend of a friend. And at some point, we just kind of just said, we'd like to be, you know, a little bit different. And we just kind of combined all of our loves. We were connected to all the different genres we could possibly think of, and we tried to just see if we could roll that up. And then we found that we had this ability, starting with Warren, to just become a drum set. Mm. A lot of times people refer to that as beatboxing. We don't look at it as that, because I remember doing that too, but more like a drum set. What would an actual drum set sound like? And once we had that in place, then Hops on the bass was, instead of singing words, how about what would an actual bass guitar do, or a bass synth? And little by little, was a blessing. We found that each person had something they could kind of bring to the table that we would know was good, because the rest of us usually weren't able to do it as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was back, going back 12, 13 years, in 1999.
Now, you guys have come a long way since then. You've made a few celeb friends, you know, Michael Bublé, Chris Martin's hanging out with you guys in the studio and things like that. How did you get to that stage of your career? Don't all speak at once. Yeah. It'll get a little bit crowded.
It was a journey. It was just, you know, bit by bit, when we decided to kind of work our, you know, go professional, and you know, really just kind of make this our career and our life. You know, which is a journey that brought us, you know, to so many different places. We've, you know, CDs and hits throughout Europe and different places, and that just, you know, your paths begin to cross. With Chris Martin, you know, it just something happened. We happened to do a radio interview that he happened to hear when he was, I think, where they were on tour or something, and they're coming through London, and well, I guess where he's from, but I think he heard it on the radio. I think they were just getting off the road. He heard us on a radio interview and decided to come out to the show the next night. And we met him, and we met him afterwards. And through Quincy Jones, another incident where we were performing in Montreux at his birthday party celebration. And we never met him. We only knew of him, of course. And,
wow.
And all the work that he's done. And he saw us and said, wow, where have you guys been? You know, where have you guys been? You guys just came out of nowhere. And he then embraced us as well, and you know, a few months later, we were sitting in his living room. You know, so it's just been just an amazing journey that just, you know, our paths crossed with so many different people along the way.
Yeah, it's amazing.
People are going to hear you on the 25th, the State Theatre. You guys are going to be performing. What can they expect? Prepare them now for what they're going to be hit with on that night.
We'd like to, in a 2-hour period, not repeat ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's a journey. It's slow. It's fast. It's there's no chance to catch on to, oh, I see you do this or you do that. It's just so many different things that the voice can do, and we've just not run out of ideas and inspiration. You know, things that we can do, and people usually leave not just entertained but inspired and uplifted, because that's been a big part of what we do. Is we realize that as much as we can do tricks with the voice and mess around with what we call vocal play, the strongest thing that kind of just stays with people is if they're really touched, you know, just in terms of lyrical content or the way that a song, a melody and that type of thing. So all of that is in there. Just like any movie that you like, you know, it's got to have all the right scenes that make it right. So it's a mouthful.
There's obviously a lot of parts in your songs. I think, what is the most difficult song to perform, or have you just mastered it?
Difficult song to perform. We have a song called 768 that it's kind of got a Latin type groove. And because we're moving so much, it just calls for this all this type of movement to hold down our parts and execute the song well. It's a big deal. So we kind of do that song coming off of the first break, make sure we're fresh. But things like that. I don't know if anybody else would suggest something else.
No, I can't think of that's
What about gospel? You mentioned that gospel was obviously, you know, part of your background and your roots. Is there a power gospel song that you'd say was the ultimate gospel song to sing?
For us, people always request, they still go, always go back to Amazing Grace. We were just in South Korea, and it wasn't in the set. We hadn't had it in the set for a second, but it was written on everything they had. Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace. So we're like, I guess we should sing Amazing Grace. But that's been in our repertoire probably for the, one of the longest. We also do Joshua Fit the Battle. We put that in a kind of a different type of way. But we are constantly showing that this is our, you know, this is our roots. This is what we really love. This is really where we learned. We learn everything that we know, and everything comes from that source. So we like to kind of dish it, serve it up in a different way than people are used to hearing. Even Amazing Grace is quite different from what the way people are used to hearing it.
Yeah, cool. Any other instruments you'd like to add to the plethora of instruments you already do?
I mean, there's stuff that we just can't do. Like piano, for example. That piano is probably the most famous instrument that you just won't hear, just because of the way that instrument is. It's, you know, it's like half this, half that, and the voice is just too warm to get that sound. Other than that, we were able to get pretty close to a lot of things, and every now and then we'll discover something brand new. And go, okay, let's go for that. You know, and there's electronic instruments that, you know, we're able to do. Some of the guys are able to even do little bits of distortion without, you know, any aid of distortion. One of our things, we, you know, they just, you know, I give them an example. One, just like a little distortion right there, just.
See, if I had that skill, I'd be in the shower being Hendrix every single day.
Was that Hendrix playing with his teeth? Or
Good.
How do you actually warm up to do a lot of these sounds? Do you have special warm-ups you have to do?
Well, a lot of it is so specific to the individual that we don't do much warm-ups and stuff together, because, like, what Hops may feel like, you know, is necessary for him to get warm. It's completely different from someone like Rod and Polo, who have to sing much, much higher type things. And warming up for Warren doing drums for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's a whole different thing from, you know, what the next guy's got to do. So, but we do have to warm up, and we have to be very, very careful about this instrument that we have. You know, none of us drink or smoke any of that type of stuff. So we know that this is where it is. You know, it's like carrying your violin around everywhere you are. You got to make sure that, make sure it's not too cold in here. Make sure it's not too hot in here. You know, we've got to do that all the time with our voices.
If someone gets laryngitis, are they kicked out of the group for a little bit? Like, you're banished.
A bit of a sniffle even. Sorry, get away. Go.
You're out.
That's it.
Yeah, we just try our hardest to, because as soon as somebody has a voice down, and that happens, and sometimes we have two or three voices down, the show still has to go on. So we just try to recover as fast as we can, and we found that sleep is, you know, and that doesn't happen a lot in our industry. People are sleep deprived all the time, so we know that that's actually something that's very, very important for us to do. So we're not party animals at all.
Naturally 7, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.